Asian Pop Radio, Asia-wide hits 24/7. You can download our app free via the App Store. Now, rest assured, if you've got your iPhone, you can download it on iOS. If you have an Android phone, you can download Asian Pop Radio's app on your Android as well. So two great ways to find that you're all catered for. And of course, if you do have the Asian Pop Radio app, you can most definitely listen to Asian Wide Hits 24/7. You can tune into the Jeanette and Jay John show. You can tune into Chopsticks and BS with Bridget and Siobhan. You can hear our top 10 countdown each and every night at 8 p.m. Whatever you want, it's there on our 24/7 stream. So you can stream via our app, or you can go to our website, asianpopradio.com. Asia Wide Hits 24/7. And as we do each and every week, we cross into this man. Well, no, we cross to this man. We don't necessarily cross into him. It's Luke with our gaming segment. Hey, Luke.
You could try and cross into me. I don't know how that would work, but
yeah,
here we go.
I've heard stories of people that have double crossed you, but you know, I wouldn't like to go down that path.
Ooh, girl, that's a dark path.
Well, I'm a little bit excited, Luke, because well, you know, as I said earlier on, I'm here on my own today, and I'm a little bit panicked about our gaming segment because, you know, and our listeners know I know nothing. I know nothing about modern gaming.
But that's not true.
But you've got a story to excite me, to lift me up off my seat, to boost my spirits.
Yeah, and this is relevant to you because you've mentioned before that you know you like a bit of the retro gaming and you like the idea of, you know, getting one of those retro little consoles with games preloaded and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Nintendo recently, last year, they did the Nintendo Classic Mini, the NES, and it was a massive success. But, weirdly, they didn't have many available. There was a real supply and demand issue where everyone wanted them, but there was just, you couldn't find them anywhere.
Yeah.
And that went on for, like, you know, 4 months. And then eventually, now Nintendo have said they're no longer making them. So people are still desperate
wow.
for them. And they've said, well, we're not making them anymore. So everyone's really confused. They're going, like, why? Why would you take this thing off the market when it's printing money?
Yeah.
Everyone's buying it.
Yeah.
And do you know anyone that had one, or did you know anyone that could find one?
No, I didn't actually. And, you know, I think I shared my story last year that I really wanted to find a retro gaming console for Sega. So I went to EB, is it EB Sports? EA Sports? I can't remember. EB Gaming.
Yeah.
But, like, I was going to every store possible that I could think of to try and find one. And they said, oh, yeah, we can get a 2016 one in for you, but then it's going to take 5 months. And I'm like, wow. But then I ended up finding one in China. It was just 2015, which, as far as I could see, was pretty much the same console.
Yeah, so I think they've been making them in different Asian countries for a while. And different versions of them.
Yeah.
But I think this was like the official, like the Western kind of version. It was
right.
like here's the one that we're going to release to the main sort of markets over here in Australia and the US and kind of and rebrand it and get that retro vibe going. So,
because awesome.
Yeah, things like this have been available in places like Japan and China and stuff like that for a long time.
Yeah. Why do you think that they, have they just been holding out? Because I kind of have a sneaking suspicion that they're not making enough money out of this. And maybe if gamers are used to, you know, content with playing a retro console that they don't have to pay much for, they're not going to pay a lot of money for the newer things that cost a lot more.
That's a good theory. And of course, the Switch did just launch 2 months ago, their brand new console. So, I mean, they'd rather have people spend money, you know, five times the amount of money on a new console rather than getting their fix from, you know, a really cheap retro console, I suppose. But there are rumors now circulating, and it hasn't been confirmed by Nintendo yet, so it is still just a rumor. But apparently, they're working on a Super Nintendo Classic Mini. To be released later this year.
Super Nintendo Mini is the kind of thing that I would definitely go for, I have to say, because some of my favorite video games are on the Super NES, like Mario Kart and, oh my God, like, yeah. Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, look, my favorite was always Yoshi's Island. Did you ever play that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, it was like Yoshi's first kind of game by himself with Baby Mario and it was my absolute favorite game growing up, and I remember collecting all the flower pieces and everything, and I just loved it, so much so that I now have a Yoshi tattoo
years
later. So it was my real introduction to Yoshi, and I love that so much. And I'd love to play that again. That would be amazing.
That is incredible. Do you know what? That was around about the time that That was around about time. Can you hold on one sec? Someone's waving wildly at the front. Oh, God. It doesn't matter how many people are out there. Like, someone,
of course.
If someone's at the door. Yeah, it was around about the time that my brother Josh was just born. So he was quite young then. So we ended up nicknaming him Yoshi. Then later on in his day, because we always called him Yoshi and he got into music mixing and stuff like that, he actually dubbed himself DJ Yoshi. So I guess we've all got this kind of attachment, right?
Yeah, and you do that. You form these bonds when you're younger and you have characters that you just like for whatever reason, because they're cute, because they're really cool, or they do really cool things and they're courageous, and you kind of just, you keep that with you, and even when you grow up, you still reflect so fondly on those characters and they become kind of part of who you are. So
yeah.
And I think that's the reason why these retro mini consoles are so popular as an idea, because you don't have to think about it. You can actually go back and play them again, but play them on your current TV setup, because you don't have to get like an old TV and old connection cables that would have been back in the 90s.
Yeah.
You can plug them in next to your current consoles. It's really simple. And within, minutes, you're playing these games again that you grew up with. So it is really cool.
And the gaming companies obviously put a lot of marketing dollars behind trying to market a product and try to get people to have that emotional connection with a new character and a new game. But, in this case, a retro game, it's all done for you. You've already got that attachment.
That's right. Exactly right. And that's why I think we've seen people are pre-ordering these to the point where you need to wait for the second, third, fourth shipments to come out, because everyone knows what these things are. There's no risk. There's no uncertainty. Am I going to like it? Am I going to like the characters? Do I like the games? It's literally a guaranteed enjoyment factor. And it's really smart of them. And I think that's possibly why they've taken the NES Mini off the market, because they're trying to keep that kind of mystique and that kind of rarity about it. So when the Super Nintendo one comes out, everyone's going to pre-order that straight away. It's going to make more money for them even then.
Amazing, Luke. What else has been happening on your podcast?
All kinds of things. So we've been talking a lot. There's a really fantastic LGBT video game expo happening next weekend in Sydney, Australia.
Right.
Which is really cool.
Oh, is this the crowdfunded DX one? Like, they were
trying
to.
That's right.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so this is the second year, and unfortunately it's actually going to be the last year, because it was really hard to get funding and get support from different people to get it running, because it does cost a lot of money to run an event like that. So they've said it's going to be the last one, at least for now, for the near future,
because
it's been so tricky to get together the funds and everything. Mm. So that being said, it's going to be a big party as well. And I think that it's so important to have a range of different gaming expos and gaming events in the world that are diverse and that different people can go to, different sexualities, different cultures, and just feel like it's a safe space and a place you can be part of a family. So it's that kind of vibe, but it's going to be really, really fun. So we've talked about that a bit over the last couple of weeks as well.
Yeah. I think the major problem that these events always have is the know-how of how to get money, right? Because there are so many people that have such an amazing knowledge of a particular culture or, a subject matter. And everyone knows that they could pull off such an amazing event, and the support's there and the fans are there, but no one's, not everyone's trained to know how to get sponsorship of events.
That's right. And depending on the time of year, especially with the games industry, because video games are released on different schedules. So for example, if you've got a company that doesn't have any games coming out in the next 4 months, they're not going to want to spend a lot of money to put their games on a show at your event, because there's no immediate kind of return on that investment. Mm. So with video games, it's quite tricky, especially in Australia, because again, we just don't have that guaranteed release dates and the same volume of games that you might see in places like Japan or the US. So it's a little bit tricky over here, and I think that's part of the problem.
Definitely some challenges there, Luke. Well, can you remind us how we can find your podcast and how we can hear your radio show?
Absolutely. So 3 p.m. Australian Standard Time on Saturdays is Checkpoint. You can listen to it by going to joy.org.au/checkpoint. All the podcasts are on there, and all the gaming news and reviews and more is on checkpointgaming.net. So, yeah, give that a look as well.
Excellent. And, of course, you can like them on Facebook, Checkpoint on Joy 94.9.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Luke, for your update. It's going to be interesting to see if it does get released, when it does get released, and hopefully if it does, we can all have a Super Nintendo night.
That would be friggin' fantastic. And as soon as they announce it officially, I will let you guys know as soon as I know.
Well, you'll have to bring your own bananas, though.
Yeah, look, I understand.
Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Jay.
Another Asia-wide hit for you now. This is Kiari Pumyu Pumyu with Easter on Asian Pop Radio.